path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What are you doing, Hotshot?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, crap, let me... I forgot my...
I like it.
Royals hat here. There. Yeah, I see you're wearing a tiger shirt.
I am.
Big baseball day. That's all anybody in the building's talking about. I see anybody in the building, I talk to two people, but...
Yeah, just me and you.
Well, I talked to you. No, I talked to AJ, and I saw Chris. So I know they're both big Royals fans. So
okay, good.
Those are the only other two people I saw. They're probably the other biggest baseball fans in the building, but yeah.
Should be exciting.
It is exciting.
Yep.
It feels, you know, I'm just...
Are you nervous?
A little nervous, yeah.
A little anxious?
A little nervous, yeah. I mean... I feel like in the playoffs, they say, in baseball, it's always like, well, it would be nice to win this game. There's those. And then it's, they really need to win this game.
Right.
It's more like if they lose this one, it's going to be tough to come back.
Right.
I don't know what tonight is. Is it...
Neither of those.
Is it neither of them?
Neither of those.
Because I keep telling myself, like, that. If you're not in New York and you're not saying, man, it would be nice to take one in New York, then maybe this is... Boy, this would be bad if they lose this one. It would be tough if they lose this one. Tough to come back and be down. You know, you're at a deficit. And you just
you got them now. You got home field advantage. You can win at home. If you lose tonight, then they take home field advantage back.
Yeah. But if you win tonight...
Then you can win tomorrow and it's over.
It's really in your... I mean, so this is kind of a... If they win tonight, it would be... But that's just it. It's always huge.
It's always
huge. If you win one there, they say... It's huge to take
one
there.
Well, you stole home field.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And then if you win tonight, then they're definitely at a deficit, right? So, not the Royals, the Yankees. So,
right.
Yeah. And how do you feel about those Tigers?
I don't know, man.
What do you mean you don't know?
I'm just being honest.
They've been pretty exciting, have they not?
They're super exciting, and they feel like a team of destiny, but they don't have the starting pitching that the Royals or the Yankees or the Guardians have. They don't. They got one guy who is unbelievable.
Yeah, okay.
And the rest of it's kind of like, well, we're going to put these dudes out here and see what happens. And up until this point, it's worked.
It's worked. I was just going to say, but they got here that way.
Yeah,
right?
So
you never know. Did you watch? I know you watched baseball last night.
Oh, it was great.
This is how dorky I am. I taped it because I had something I had to do. And I came back and I watched it. And maybe I'm just like, you know, because the Royals are in the playoffs, it's extra exciting and all that. But those felt like exciting games.
Oh, they were.
Like, really exciting games. I mean, the Padres game was...
6-5, it was like 6, nothing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's 6-5.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait. And then nothing happened. Like, everybody just came and shut them down.
When the Dodgers got that grand slam, I thought, oh... They're going to win. Because you hadn't told me what happened. I hadn't looked at the score. I avoided it. You just said you got to watch.
Yeah.
So then when I saw him hit the grandstand, I was like, oh, crap. I cannot believe this. They're going to turn this around. And there is something about playoff baseball that's just different. I'm not saying that they don't always want to win, but it's different. It just is. You can tell.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot different. It's noticeable. And I'm sure, it's that way in every sport, but there is something about baseball where you just...
Well, there's a lot of games, so like if you start to lose one, you're like, okay, well, you know...
I'm not going to pull my hand anymore for this,
We'll just wave the white flag and see you tomorrow.
Yep.
Well, here it's like, now it's like, oh, no.
We got to win.
There's no wave the white flag and see you tomorrow.
Right.
So like, we're a walk... You know, in the regular season, like it's a walk.
Yeah,
but a guy walks in the playoffs, and the crowd is like,
it's
like it's important. Like,
just throwing that first strike in the playoffs. You know, people are
every pitch is like
it all matters. Yeah,
right.
Whereas in regular season, they're getting a hot dog.
Right.
So, but I mean, that was a crazy game, and I really did think I was like, oh, this is what he's talking about. The Dodgers are going to come back. You're a Padres fan because your kid's kind of a Padres fan.
And I think for us, you know, we went to we try to go to all the stadiums every year, and I think our best trip was San Diego. So I think it holds a little place in all three of our hearts.
Right. And you're able to watch them on TV.
Yeah.
So
we watch them all the time. Like, we know the players.
I always, you know, I kind of, I don't want to say I like the Dodgers. I just, I could, when they were in the World Series, you know, I kind of root for them. Because,
yeah,
because I kind of like seeing the celebrities back there and just the crowd. It's
they're
a diverse
like
crowd.
The,
and,
you know, that, the NL's version of the Yankees. And
right.
So I feel like the Padres are that team that's like always so close, so close, so close. Like, and so, you know, I root for them.
Well, and the, and
kinda,
the fact
I guess
that
they're
kind of
like the
now.
Bills to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
If I wasn't a Chiefs fan, I don't know that I'd ever really root for the Bills. I've never liked them. But let's say I live in a different part of the country and I didn't have any allegiance to either, and I had gone to Buffalo and had a really good time.
Right. You went
maybe
to
I'd be like, oh, man, kick their ass
come
this
on.
Time,
come
right?
On.
That's how I feel
time.
About
this
the Padres.
Time.
I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
Plus, they play baseball the way I like it. Which is, you know, they pimp their home runs.
Excitement, yeah.
They stand there and admire their home runs.
That was
you know,
an
that Manny Machado running into.
Yeah, that was awesome.
To take the, to break up the double play and run into the line
that,
of the ball.
That's a good example of playoff baseball, too. Like, I mean, maybe they do that in the regular season.
No,
I just don't know.
Not doing that in the regular
that
season.
That felt like you're doing this because it's a playoff.
Right.
So he, for people who didn't watch the game, he's literally getting, he knows that he can be thrown out, so he wants to get in the lane of the pass
in the
or of the throw.
Of the throw from
so
first
that,
to second.
So that he can hit.
It's going to be a double play.
So he can block
and what
the
he
ball.
Wants to do is block the ball
with his
and
body.
Make it really hard for them to turn the double play. When the guy throws it, it actually hits him in the back.
Yep.
And now everybody's safe.
And
they go on to score six runs.
It works, yeah. And so those two teams, it's a combination of the Padres playing with all that. Whatever. It,
right.
A flair, excitement.
And the fact they don't like
each other.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Yeah. There's something about, you got playoffs.
It's the National League version of the Yankees Red Sox.
Right.
You know, when the Red Sox were great.
With some recent, exactly, because they're both good right now, and so there's really been some recent beef. I mean, the playoffs are great in baseball, but then you mix, I think when you have teams that hate one another. You know, the Royals, when they went through, I don't remember if that was 2013 or 2014 when they had that thing with the A's. You know, it started to turn into this little bit of a rivalry, and it just makes it so much more exciting when you've got these guys that start to hate one another. You got guys getting hit out there, and, you know, or even when it was the Blue Jays, and you had Joey Bats
right up
his bat, and people mad about that. Yeah, Houston, for sure, just became a thorn in a lot of people's sides, but including the Royals. But yeah, when they start to get that hatred for one another,
it becomes really exciting.
It does make things more exciting. They were both good games, though. I mean,
and you can read their lips. You can't do that in football. I'm sure there's plenty of talk in football. We hear it in mic'd up or what they're saying, but when the pitcher's like, sit the F down, you mother.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm positive what he said.
Yeah. And sometimes when they come running home, you can actually hear them because they just haven't caught that on the mic, you know.
And then they said in the game before that Manny Machado threw the ball at the manager of the Dodgers.
Huh?
He threw it at him. He's like, yeah, he threw it at me.
Oh.
I didn't see that in the game.
I didn't
either.
That
was part of the reason why they started yelling at each other. Apparently something happened to Manny Machado. Turn around. He didn't throw it like as hard as he could.
Okay.
He threw it at him in the dugout like, shut up, and threw the ball at him.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's awesome.
Fun. And, I mean, the Royals the Royals and the Yankees don't necessarily have any type of special relationship other than everyone dislikes the Yankees because they're the...
Exactly.
And for a long time, I think the Royals had the lowest salary in Major League Baseball.
Everybody.
And the Yankees had the highest. And I remember when I was a kid, we did... one of the sports stations in town did, like, the walkout.
Right.
Where the Yankees came to town, everybody was going to... It was like, I don't know... Show me the money or something. I don't know if it was Petro or one of those guys. I'm not sure. But I remember being there. We were going to be part of it. And the Royals actually started winning that game. So we were like, oh, well, we'll go ahead and watch this. But I feel like everyone has that relationship to some extent
to the
with
Yankees.
The Yankees. And so far
and
as looking at
the Royals do have, like, in the 80s, like, real big battles with them.
Yeah.
But that's just too early for us to really remember that.
Yeah, they had stuff with the Phillies back then, too, with George Brett.
The Yankees. There's a bunch of talk back and forth. But I don't.
Like, I wasn't a part of that. Yeah I hear about that Philly stuff, that Yankee stuff.
I was too young and not from here. You probably have to be about 10 years older than us.
Yeah, I think.
To really remember that.
My brother's
like
definitely
in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my
you probably weren't born, and I was probably like 9.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, when the Royals won the World Series in 85, you know, I'm a baby.
Right.
So
yeah.
And so basically growing
and
up,
I'm not a teenager yet,
nothing.
So it's like I remember it, but I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. But. Now, I'm in my 40s, and this is the third time I've gotten to see the Royals.
Right?
As an adult, in the playoffs. So I don't know when they got on that wild card. First of all, the Royals have been struggling a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the season, and you're like, what is going on? The Tigers are just rallying. And you're like, Christ. And the Guardians just continue to be amazing. So you're like, well, this really sucks, because I thought that the Royals were, we had even said, we did that podcast with Vernon, yeah, like, they're going to be in the playoffs. It's a gimme. Then you start to think, oh my God, do we jinx them? Are they going to blow this? So when they got to walk over and they take the Orioles, you're like, okay, but I still kind of had this feeling of like, they got to figure something out though, because they won those games with like two runs total or whatever against the Orioles. Now you got five runs in that first game against the Yankees, even though you lost without Bobby Witt getting a run, right?
Right.
And you beat them in game two. So now you really feel like anything is possible.
Yeah.
This is it. And I cannot wait.
No.
I cannot wait.
And I got to think, just as we look at it, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more, but you've got stars.
Yes.
Who have not been stars yet.
Exactly. Now's the
time. You've got Bobby Witt and Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
They're two of the three best baseball players on the planet.
Yep.
And they haven't done anything, really.
Yep.
I mean, they have. People overlook it, but but they haven't been superstars.
No.
They've been good players. They have not been superstars. And
statistically,
you've got to feel like it's coming. For mm-hmm. both of them, it's coming. And so that's really, like, is this the game where you're like, wow, these two superstars came out and carried their teams, and who's better? Who's better?
Fingers crossed. I know who's better. He's on our team.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo! Okay, so you know how I feel about Ozempic. I've been...
Is this your one story a month?
No, because this is not an Ozempic story. I'm just referencing it. I'm just referencing it because you guys obviously know what a big fan I am of the idea of finally having a drug that... It's a drug, right? Yeah, a drug that reduces your appetite and helps you to lose weight, right?
I've known about one for years.
I mean, basically, well, right, but those drugs always came with side effects. Sure, for years you could get little black beauties or whatever. There was a million different types of speed that they used to sell to people, and that would help you lose weight for a while. The problem was it came with other risks that were associated with it, which is why they don't sell those things anymore. But also, it only worked for a certain amount of time, and then your body sort of went, okay, I'm used to this, and your metabolism went back, and then people would gain their weight back. So yeah, it worked for a little while, but there were all these other things. So sure, you could do a bunch of blow and probably lose some weight, but you also are going to think there's people outside your door trying to get in that are not. There's nobody there, and you're never going to get rid of that.
Hey, I need somebody to bring me some pickle shots while we're here. I forgot about that.
Yes. Somebody's in a good enough
mood.
We
got something to trade, don't we?
We'll find something.
Yeah, we'll trade you something. We got Dirty Toilets t-shirts somewhere, don't we?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You might be able to find a pair of corn tickets. I don't know. You'd have to ask our boss, but yeah, just check. You know what? I don't think you're allowed to do that. Never mind. Scratch that. I don't think you can do it. It has to be some sort of...
Wink, wink.
What?
Yeah. I don't think you're allowed to give out the tickets because it has to go through some sort of thing.
For booze?
No. Not because of that. Just because there has to be some contest rules and all that.
We don't have the hard tickets.
We definitely won't give you tickets.
We can't do that.
There you go.
So, now we've got...
All right, the Dirty Toilets actually in the chat.
Who? Someone from your band?
Yeah, it just says the Dirty Toilets. It just says Dirty Toilets t-shirt, you say? ?
I wonder how those guys are doing. Do you ever talk to those guys from the band?
Oh, yeah. The lead singer graduated from Michigan or something recently.
Wait a second. You weren't the lead singer? I thought you played bass and sang.
I didn't sing.
Lead vocals. I thought you were like Geddy Lee.
No.
Okay. No. Oh, well, that changes everything. I always envisioned you up there.
A drummer I played fantasy football with.
You still do?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that it? Anybody else? Anyone? Oh. No one passed away?
That's us.
No one overdosed? It was a three-piece?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. You only really need two or three guys. If you can't do it with two or three guys...
Why do it?
Why do it at all?
Yeah. Be in my band, you had to...
You had to rock.
You had to go hard, boys.
Yeah, that's
right. You had to go hard.
So, you've got Ozempic now, which reduces your appetite. All that seems to be the wonder drug. Everybody wants it. Now, you've got a new drug. It's not available to humans yet, but once again, this is in Denmark. I'm pretty sure that's where Ozempic came from. But these researchers say they have created a pill now that mimics the effects of running a 10K. It's an actual exercise pill. So it doesn't come with all the benefits, okay? So don't get too excited. Your legs aren't going to get stronger. You won't build muscles in your legs or anything. But the lead author of this study says that this new molecule, whatever it is they've developed, It mimics the effect it has on your metabolism to run a 10K. And this is what he says. It, quote, brings the body into a metabolic state corresponding to running 10 kilometers at high speed and on an empty stomach, end quote. So it also offers some of the benefits of fasting. So you're actually getting, you know, it's like an exercise pull for a 10K, and then whatever benefits you get from fasting. Exercise, apparently, I don't know any of this stuff. I'm just reading it from this study, but they say it triggers the release of a hormone that suppresses your appetite. So that's part of it, is that your appetite will be suppressed. The other is that it flushes fatty acids from your bloodstream, which I'm pretty sure when we get our, what are those things called that we're supposed to do every year? Checkups. And they do our blood work, and they tell, I think those are triglycerides, right? And they talk about fat in your blood.
That's good and bad, right?
Yeah, well, I think the triglycerides are that's just the fat in your blood, right? Is there good triglycerides? Or good cholesterol and bad cholesterol?
Right.
I don't know. My triglycerides have always been high. And they're like, boy, you're a skinny fat guy. That's what they told me.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I've heard of those. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, what does that mean? He's like, it means your blood looks like you're overweight.
Those are the first things that my doctor ever did preventative maintenance on.
Like the cholesterol meds?
Because we always talk about it, like, just put a pacemaker in now.
I know. The stents.
But
give me the stents.
My
the pacemaker.
Cholesterol was fine.
Yeah.
All my blood work was fine. But he was like, yeah, boy. Didn't you say your dad had four heart attacks? I'm like, yeah, my other grandpa died at 64 from a stroke. He's like, yeah. I mean, they're not way out of whack, but let's just go ahead and put you on that cholesterol medicine.
I mean, everyone's dad, a grandpa, somebody, some man.
But all the men in my family have died. As late as you get is 72.
Yeah.
You know?
And we know that if you make
By the way, you start thinking about it, like, ain't that far off
that's
now?
That's not far. Well, you think about
when
what
I was a kid, they're like, you're making it in your 70s. I'm like, that's plenty. Now I'm like,
not so sure.
Oh, boy.
And you knew me 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So that doesn't seem so terribly long ago. You know, actually, more than 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about what does more than 20 years from now look like? Whoa. Give me these drugs. So, yeah, this pill is supposed to mimic exercise on your body. So it reduces your appetite or whatever, which, you know, okay, they've got a drug that sort of does that, but it also flushes out the fatty acids, which I'm guessing are those triglycerides. I'm not sure, but I know that's what my doctor says are high, and he says at some point I'll have to get medication for it. Actually, I don't have a doctor anymore, so I have to get a new one.
Well,
but
come see mine.
I've got a lady lined up, so she says she'll be my doctor.
You don't like mine anyway.
Why? Because he's not.
I like
sensitive?
My guy, but no, he's sensitive. He's a good guy, but like if you know for the meds you want that you get from your doctor, he's always like, well, I'll give you 1 month. You get to come in next month.
Well, so, yeah.
Like, there's no, like, hey.
I'm real worried about this lady that I got to see. Because here's the thing. My old doctor is still out there. He just paywalled himself and said,
if
you want to see me, you're going to pay me $2,000 a month plus or $2,000 a year plus insurance. And I'm like, should I crowdsource this? Just pay
my
the
doctor
$2,000
finally said with
him?
All the just the regular medicine, you know what I mean? The cholesterol medicine and everything.
Yeah.
Once that, because I have a prescription for Vyvanse, but once I could never get that.
Yeah.
I was just like, well, there's no reason to go to the doctor.
You're just out of
like, I have to go get the prescription, and, you know, I don't have to see this dude every month if I don't, because he was like, well, you got to come in.
Yeah.
And that was kind of like, I think he kept an eye on me.
Yeah.
But then after that, it was like a year, and then I called to get my, you know, my cholesterol medicine and my other stuff, and they were like, yeah, they're not going to give you anything until you go see the doctor.
Well, I mean, I have to see mine, I think, every 3 months, four months. Maybe it's every 4 months, something like that.
So
it's like three times a year, maybe. But yeah, I do have to go see them every few months. But I don't know because I still haven't seen this new doctor, so I don't know what she's going to say to me. I guarantee she's going to say, you need to do a checkup. We need to take blood work. There's no getting out of it this time. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the past, my doctor would say, oh, you're due for a checkup. I'm like, let's do that next time. And he'd be like, okay, we'll get that next time.
Yeah.
And then it would be like 3 years in between checkups. I don't like it. I don't like the waiting. I don't like the results. I don't like it. If I'm dying, why do I want to know? You know?
Yeah.
And I
Plus
get it. They say we can probably do something.
Anus thing.
I know, now you're to that age. Because now you watch those commercials about crapping in a box, and like, if you're 45 or older with regular...
And he scheduled me for one, and I didn't go.
Ugh, yeah.
So he's going to be pissed.
Oh, man.
He's going
to
be like, you got
to
go.
You
but I'm like,
I don't
have anyone to go with.
Oh, you need someone to drive you. You have to have your son drive you to the...
Man, I don't want to do that.
It's embarrassing, right? Yeah, because they have to be there with you when you wake up. They bring them in.
Right.
And then you come rolling out, and you're groggy, and you're literally on your side like this.
Right.
And they roll
and I don't
you
have anybody else in my life here.
Lazo, wake up. Wake up.
You know, so I don't want to do
you
that.
You want me to come with you and wake you up from this?
Man, I can't. I don't want to be talking about that on the radio.
I know you don't.
Like, you just came limping out with a badass. Well, not that you haven't seen me like that before, but...
You come wheeling out, because they literally wheel you out of the
room. But the other thing is, like, I have to watch my kids, too.
Yeah.
So then if I'm drowsy and, like, I can't, like, I don't know how... I don't know how to do it.
I'm sure you're fine. You got a bidet. You're not going to have any problems down there.
I don't know, but I need to get it done,
the risk of cancer.
I was thinking maybe I'll just crap in a box.
Yeah, you can do that.
It's not as, you know...
Accurate. And then if you get it, and it says, like, false positives or a thing, I'm like, well, don't do that. Is there a way that we could not do that? Like, don't give me the false positive. Plus, if it says it's negative, is your doctor going to be like, well, false negatives are a thing, so I'd like to get it actually looked at. And then if it is positive, then you're like, well, is this a false... I don't know.
Right.
Also, you got to hand it to the mailman, and it says whatever that logo is. It's on it. Everyone knows what this is.
You got to hand it to them, and they know what it is.
We ask a lot of the Postal Service. I feel like that was... this is one thing too much. It would be... You know, if it was like a once-in-a-lifetime thing that was going to save somebody's life, but you just got everybody watching sports now, old enough to watch sports, crapping in boxes and setting it on their
market it as
deck.
Like, you know, with the little guy on the box.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh,
no,
now it's easy.
On the box.
It's discreet. I'm like, don't put it on the box. Yes, but make them different sizes.
Better than the
I'd
other.
Say Amazon.
The other way. I guess.
I get it, but for the mailman, I feel bad for him or her.
I know.
You know that they're picking these things up. It's not like they're getting a bonus for this. Then the other thing is, so you got an exercise pill now. It's been tested on animals, but it's not available for humans yet. But it's Denmark, so I'm sure it's on its way. They say it works. On top of that, you got an American company now that's making these pants. The Skip Company. Have you seen this?
No.
It's called wearable tech. I mean, they're calling them AI hiking pants. I think they like to put AI into stuff that always gets people's attention. But what it is it's like an exoskeleton. It's a halo suit. It is, but they're just pants. So, you know, everyone's got electric bicycles now and electric scooters, which I want an electric bicycle. I got the scooter, but I want the bicycle.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Now you can get these pants. They look like, you know, you can just put on your hiking pants, look like normal pants, and they've got a little, I'll show you, Laszlo. When people are on Twitch, they can see twitch.tv/churchoflaszlo. They've got, just looks like, almost like batteries, just along the part of your thigh and then part of your lower leg, right below the knee.
Mm-hmm.
These things are actually walking for you, helping you walk. So as you walk, each step, it's doing 40% of the work. So if you're going to go walking up a hill, especially if you're going to go hiking.
Look, I get why people would be like, well, just walk yourself is better for you. But what if you have problems walking?
Exactly.
What if you're, you know, you have...
elderly or whatever.
Neuropathy, your balance is off, Parkinson's, whatever.
This is huge.
I don't know. Yeah, you just slap these on, now you can walk around town. That's a big deal.
It's a big deal, and people are like, oh, but it's so cost prohibitive. Okay, it's $5,000 right now. I mean, I see e-bikes on Amazon. On that much. Plus, I'm sure that price is going to come down. You can probably eventually finance these things. I don't think it's that crazy. If you said the first exoskeleton pants, how much are they going to cost? I'd say, I don't know. They got
and you just have to put them on and it walks for you.
Put them on, and then as long as the batteries are charged, as you walk, each step you take, it's assisting you in doing 40% of it for you.
Is it keeping your balance and everything else?
I guess.
Same way that sleepwear is something that you wear when you want to sleep. Moveware is something that you wear when you want to move.
You can think of it like an e-bike for walking. On the way up, it really kind of offloads some of those big muscle groups that are working their hardest. We like to say it gives you about 40% more power in your legs on the way up with every step.
And then supports their knees on the way down.
So supports your knees on the way down. On the way up, if you're walking up steps, if I'm going to the K and I forked over all my money for the best seats I could get, which are in the very back, I'd wear them tonight. Seriously, just walking up all those steps to get to my seats? Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Well, before my dad passed, he had such mobility issues. Like, even just think about that, just to help him out.
Right.
You know, he wouldn't have to wear them all the time, but like, you know, if he wanted to go to Disney with the kids or something, or, you know, walk to a baseball game.
Walk through the zoo, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And,
you wouldn't have to wear them all the time.
They're so proud, they don't want to get in a wheelchair,
of course.
Right? So, and like, my mom's got some mobility issues. She's older.
I just wonder if it helps with balance. That would be great to help you up the stairs and stuff.
That would be good. I know it helps you up the stairs by reducing some of the load.
Right,
so I don't know if it's helping you balance. Although, they do have exoskeletons they're testing. I've seen that does
you would think that it would.
Yeah, and the military has definitely been testing some of those. But as far as like stuff that we can buy, that consumers can buy, I think the pants, this is the first thing, and I'm ready. I want the e-bike. I want the pants.
Exercise pill and the pants?
I want the exercise pill. I want the pants. I want it all. I want this to be AI. I'm not actually here. I'm watching TV at home.
It does take some getting used to. The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo! All right, we're going to doom scroll in a minute.
We are going to doom scroll in a minute. Plenty to talk about. Baseball, and more baseball. I'm just kidding. There's other stuff to talk about, too. There's this hurricane, the one that I told my mother-in-law over the weekend not to worry about. Wouldn't be a big deal. Started to feel a little nervous about that on Monday. And the Laszlo said, fine. It's nothing. Tell him it's no big deal.
I still told you last night.
And then I was like,
Tampa.
All right, Laszlo says it's no big deal. Then I saw that meteorologist crying. Well, actually, Snowcone played me the audio of the meteorologist crying. I get home last night. I see the meteorologist crying. Then I see the mayor of Tampa saying, if you stay, you'll die. And then I see the cops rolling around with their PA systems going, why are you here?
That's my ex-wife said to me one time.
Yeah, I'll bet you both said it at some point.
If you stay, you'll die. And I was like, all right.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All right, we're doing the news. Well, it's the end of an era in Vegas. I say that every time they blow up one of these casinos. But maybe this is it, because I don't know what else old is left. I mean, they blew up the Riv years ago. They've blown up a bunch of them. I think Circus is gone. I was there this summer, and it was the first time I'd been in several years. I used to go every year, and it did look a lot different. I mean, even when I went every year in my 20s, it looked a little bit different each year. You started to get some of those new, shiny casinos, but you still had a lot of that old stuff left on the strip. I don't know what's left now, because...
Now, this is for a baseball stadium?
The Tropicana.
Is that for the A's?
This is for the A's, yeah.
Okay.
They blew up the Tropicana because they got to make room for the
baseball team. That's where I stayed for my bachelor party.
The Tropicana.
Yep.
It's the only place I remember in my 20s. I went there. They charged me for a cup of coffee. I was with my friend, and we were both like, what the f***? Did they just charge us? Because, you know, you get free booze, whatever, when you're in Vegas, especially back then. I think that they may have tempered that a little bit. But I just remember going in there, and the lady asked me if I wanted anything. I said, I'll just take a cup of black coffee. And I'm in front of a slot machine. She came over and gave me a receipt. And I was like, you know, that'll be $6, whatever. Jesus. I was like, what the hell? I'm getting out of this dump. Hooters is right next door.
Las Vegas's iconic Tropicana Hotel coming down in spectacular fashion. The implosion marking the end of an era on the Vegas Strip. The Trop appearing in Elvis Presley's Viva Las Vegas, The Godfather.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
And as a James Bond favorite in Diamonds Are Forever.
I hear that the Hotel Tropicana is quite comfortable.
Yeah, okay. Well, I hear that it was in 1957 or whatever.
Mirrors on the ceilings.
Yeah, you know.
In the room still.
They were still up?
Yeah.
You know, now that you mention it, I think when I was when I stayed at the Riv right before they blew it up, there had been no, that I could tell, renovation done to those rooms, like ever.
No.
So you thought someone who stayed in this room to see Sinatra was looking at the exact same popcorn ceiling. I mean, even when I walked into the bathroom there, the ceilings were lower. I don't know anything about construction, must be standard heights for like an office building, a house, a hotel, and the ceilings were lower. They were also stained and kind of gross. But I never actually stayed in the Tropicana.
I did.
Or the
Trop,
as they call it. Yeah, you know, like those older casinos sometimes.
Me
and
too.
You can get a great deal on them. I mean, you can get a deal on any hotel, especially during the week in Vegas. That's the whole thing. It's so cheap. They'll basically give you the room. And then if you go to those older places, they would really give you the room. And might even throw in a couple of
times
for staying there. I don't know what else is going. Like, is Bally's still the old building? Is it still there? Is that... I went downtown when I went this summer. I'd never stayed downtown before. So I was on the strip briefly, but I didn't go up and down the strip.
Stay in the D?
Left. Stayed in the Golden Nugget.
Mm.
The Golden Nugget, which is, I think, the only one downtown that's been renovated. But Hurricane Milton.
That D thing is, I don't get it.
I don't either.
It's cool.
It looks,
but there's
looks
a whole cool casino based on Detroit?
Yeah.
I don't. Why?
I thought for sure you would have been all about it.
I'm being honest, but it's like, I would stay there for sure, and I think it's cool, but I don't really understand why would anybody else.
I don't know. Maybe that's the appeal. They're like, well, we can't get anybody to stay here. What if we could get every... How many people come in from Detroit every year? What if we could get 90%
of those
people?
If you're from Detroit, you'd be like, well, I don't want to stay
here. Well, that's true.
I can get a Coney dog at home.
That's true.
Right? Like, all the stuff, because it's all Detroit-themed.
I just figured it was owned by the Little Caesars guy or something. I don't know.
It could be.
Hurricane Milton. I don't think Milton is a very good name for a storm of the century. It sounds... you know, Milton, I don't know, kind of like an old man, accountant,
like
something. Yeah, like Office Space. You're right. It's Milton. But apparently, just a couple days ago, we were joking around about, boy, could this thing be the storm of the century? Now you've got people actually calling it that. The mayor of Tampa, sorry, not Detroit. If Detroit got hit by a hurricane, no one would notice. Am I right? But the mayor of Tampa said, look, you know, you got to get out or you're going to die. And then they were asking her on the news today, were you saying that just to get people's attention? It's like, don't you already know the answer to this? But
quickly secure your home or business and safely evacuate the area.
A final push to prepare for Milton's arrival. With the powerful Category 5 storm closing in on major population centers.
What is your message to people who didn't evacuate but maybe should have?
They're on their own.
Many
are on their own.
With long lines of traffic heading out of town and many gas stations running out of fuel, entire neighborhoods now appear largely deserted.
Except, yeah, the neighborhoods appeared deserted. The problem is you've got all that debris that we talked about yesterday that they were working 24/7 to try and pick up. It's all still there. So, I mean, not all of it, but
do
a lot of it.
People stay behind and, like, loot a bunch of stuff?
I don't know, but people definitely stay behind. There are people who've stayed behind in the Tampa area specifically where they're like, boy. And the mayor of Tampa said, look, here's the problem. It's what Lazo keeps talking about. If you are not in some sort of, you know, second story, third story situation, if you are on ground level, then you're screwed because this swell, which I guess is how much the water is going to rise. I don't know anything about hurricanes.
Yeah.
Is going to kill you. You can't get away from it.
Wherever that storm surge comes, if it's 10 to 15 feet and people are trying to ride this out in single story structures, there's no place to go. And once the winds get up to hurricane speed, there's nobody to come and get you. The point of being blunt was to get everyone's attention. This isn't a drill. This is the biggest storm that we have certainly seen here in the Tampa Bay area in over a century.
Over a century.
Ooh.
So it's a storm of over a century. And I saw they, you know, I don't know what the group is, the National Oceanic, whatever the weather, NOAA, yeah, but is it the National
Oceanic,
yeah. Oceanic was the word I was like, that shouldn't be so hard.
Say NOAA.
NOAA. They take those airplanes and they fly through hurricanes to see how bad they are. They were taking pictures of Milton from above, and it looks like something out of a video game. It looked like CGI, and the airplane's flying through this thing. I saw the video of these guys inside the plane. I thought, this looks like the worst job in the world.
Yeah, right?
I don't like being in airplanes to begin with, even when everything's smooth, and I know you don't either, Snowcone.
Hell no.
Watch a video of these guys flying through this thing, trying to get, you know, it's like that movie Twister.
Hurricane Hunter plane flies in a hurricane.
Yeah,
okay.
They always do this, and I've seen videos of them doing this in the past, and it obviously gets a little choppy, but when they were flying through this, it was bad.
Hell no!
Really bad. I don't know how they decide this is, we'll survive this. I would think that if an airplane saw a hurricane, it says we have to stay far away from it, it'll go down. But they fly through these things, and they flew through this, and they took pictures, and it's bad. And I guess it's starting to hit, like, tonight. I mean, I'll be watching baseball, but, you know.
You'll be fine.
Thoughts with
you'll be fine.
Well, I'll be fine. I'm in Kansas City. I don't have anything to worry about. At least I don't think so.
Well, your place will be fine, too.
Well, you know, it's not really my place. I kind of joke around about that. But hopefully our place, Lazo, will be fine. But the state of Florida looks like it might be in for some.
Good Lord. Yeah,
tough times ahead. It's bad, right?
Ooh. Everything's going to be fine,
really
guys. Relax.
The more you say that,
the
more you say that, the more we get this breaking news that it's a once in a lifetime storm.
They always say that.
Not like this.
They always do.
The mayor said you'll die.
Well, they've just said it's a. You know, it's a 3 and some trees will come down. Nobody tune in.
They said it'll be a 5.
Yeah.
They said it's going
to
be a 5.
I told you the other day, I showed you
today.
Yeah. I showed you the thing. I said, by the time it gets there, it'll be a 3.
That's what you said. I know.
I didn't say it. The weatherman said it.
I know. You found a weatherman who said that.
I found
a weatherman who was crying.
He was crying.
He was crying. He's old, and he's been doing this a long time.
If you cry at work, you're in over your head.
Well, they called him at home. They called him at home. He had a look at it, and he saw those millimeters, and he about esked his pants.
Did that person bring the booze yet? You guys are starting to make me angry.
I don't know anything about the booze. That's
somebody was bringing it.
That's Snowcone's job.
Sort of peas or something.
The Jets. This news broke yesterday while we were on the air that Aaron Rodgers got the coach of the Jets, Robert Saleh, fired.
Yes, he did.
I just really don't like Aaron Rodgers.
Out.
He did? Well, they do that, right? Isn't that normal?
No. They
That's
said, that the head coach got escorted out by security.
Wow.
That, and they did at least ask, like, did it happen to the last guy? And they said, no, Al Groh or somebody. I don't remember who the last coach was. But, yeah.
Cool. I mean, here I know they escort you.
Not always.
No? I thought they said that it's normal to escort you out of the building.
We don't have a security guard.
No, HR escorts you out. Well,
we don't have an HR person.
Yes, we do.
If
read your emails.
To escort me out.
I remember when I got escorted out in Detroit.
Is that because you hit someone in the head with a phone?
Well, they thought I might.
That was
and so they said, sit down here, and you know, security's going to escort you out. I was like, okay, whatever.
Oh, yeah, then and the guy come up. And
the guy comes up, because I saw him all the time. We'd go out and smoke together. And then he's like, he came up, and I was sitting there, and he asked the boss. He's like, hey, who you guys need me to escort out of here? And they're like, oh, he's right there. And he looks over, he goes,
is this the same guy that...
And he goes, what, are you going to cause a problem or something? I'm like, man, I hate it here. Like, I don't care, but they told me I had to wait for you to come. He's like, and then he honestly looked at my boss, and he goes, okay. And then he's like, you ready to go, man?
Go,
man. I was like, yeah. We just walked out together, had a smoke, and left. He's like, okay, that
but
was
but some
weird.
People try and grab hard drives.
Right, and I know
like
why
that.
I thought they was going to do it. I just thought it was funny that they called the security guard that I smoke cigarettes with every day, and he's like,
my buddy,
man, all he did was talk about how much he hated us. I don't think
all
he's mad.
Reason. So the Jets, they fire, you know, the owner of the Jets, whatever that guy's name
Woody.
Is. Yeah. He says, look, you know, this was all my decision, 100%. But everybody knows that's not probably
actually, I had
the
that
case.
Question. Is it? I know it's always up to the owner, but can the general manager make that decision too? I
think he can suggest it.
He has to, like, ask
the
owner.
I don't know how much juice
sure,
a general manager has.
I don't think a general manager. Well, you know what? I don't know. Well, I don't think a general manager could just roll in and fire.
Or like
a
president,
coach.
Like Mark Donovan wanted to fire Andy Reid.
No.
I don't think so.
I think you got to go to the owner first.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I figured.
But everyone, all the sports media is reporting, you know, this was Aaron Rodgers' decision. It's not the first time he's gotten
someone
fired.
Well, I mean, that could be it. I mean, look at it that way. Like, Aaron Rodgers would be like, I'm done with this idiot.
Yeah.
Fire him, or, you know, I'm not going to play or whatever.
Right.
And they're like, okay, we got to fire him. So he could make that decision. But in the end, it would be up the owner to be
the
like, well, we're going to.
Yeah,
because there's been players who said, you know, fire the coach, and they're like, we'll trade you.
Right, sure. It's just, you know, do they care enough about you?
Right.
And lots of players have had lots of coaches fired over the years. I've heard them going through a list of them this morning. I mean, LeBron's had people fired. There's been a lot of them. There's also a lot of players, though, that you look at that are great players, like Mahomes, like currently great players. And sure, Mahomes is playing under Andy Reid, so it's a little different. But we don't know of any history of Mahomes trying to get anybody on the staff fired that we know of. There's never been any controversies like that. So, right.
I mean,
it makes a big difference. Makes a big difference.
Like, who are you going to fire?
Right.
I mean, what I would say, and I don't know this to be true at all, I have no contacts with the Chiefs. Like, I don't know anybody who works there. I don't think Patrick Mahomes loved Bieniemy.
Right, that's true. Who knows?
And Bieniemy's gone.
Well, who knows?
Like,
what's
I don't
on?
Think he loved him.
That could be.
And as soon as Nagy came back, it was always, you know, Mahomes sitting there with it was Mahomes and Reed.
Yeah.
And then Nagy comes back, and then it's Mahomes and Nagy as quarterback coach.
Yeah.
And I will say that I have seen those two together at kids' sporting events.
Yeah, he was.
Like friends.
So,
yeah.
You know, maybe he's just like, dude, just whatever, this guy.
Right.
Which is fine. Like, if you're Patrick Mahomes and you're the owner and he's like, I like this guy better than that guy, I feel whatever, not even saying Bieniemy's bad. Just being like, my vibe with this guy is much better. If he can come back, will you bring him?
What's the same thing as Aaron Rodgers and Nathaniel Hackett? He likes Nathaniel Hackett, and I just saw a report that said Sala was going to fire Nathaniel Hackett.
I heard that,
and so they fired him instead first.
But but the difference
is, I was also surprised
be,
that they didn't make Hackett the head coach, so who knows?
Right.
But Aaron Rodgers also not as good as Mahomes.
Can they do it?
They hitched their wagon to him.
Okay, that's
too
it.
Late. Too the late. Money's like, what are you going to do?
Okay.
You're
going to
trade Rodgers at this point and put back in whoever you had last year? Like, that guy sucked? Like, no.
This morning, Robert Saleh is out as the New York Jets head coach 5 weeks into a rocky 2-3 season.
An eventful morning in Jets land.
Absolutely stunned. Didn't see it coming.
He becomes the first head coach to be let go during this season.
Team owner Woody Johnson making the unprecedented move to fire Saleh mid-season.
In the end of the day, this was my decision, and my decision alone.
All right, well, there you go.
Well, I believe him.
Well, but does it also? But could Aaron Rodgers have said, "I would like for him to leave"?
Did he have input from other people?
Yes.
And then did he make a decision based on that input?
Sure.
And yes.
Sure.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Yo. All right, women are scared of men. We know that. They'd rather be alone in the woods with a bear than a man.
That's good.
Right? Isn't that what it was? A bear?
Oh, yeah. I've always thought that was great. When they said that, I understood what they're saying.
Yes.
I was like, that's awesome. Because there's a small part of me that if I was walking in the woods and there was a woman getting attacked by a bear, I would think I should help that woman.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I look like Homer Simpson coming out of the bush.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, is that a bear and you standing off? Well, if I did come and kill the bear, then it would just be me and you in the woods, and you would like that worse. So I'm going to let you handle your business with the bear, and I'm going to go home.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Right. I hear you, women.
That's how you got
heard.
That scar on your head.
If you are ever being attacked by anybody other than a man, I will leave you alone.
Yes.
If you get hit by a car and you're lying in the street, I just assume you'd rather be with the car than me.
Yes. That's... We're just following the logic.
Right.
What? I know maybe you don't like that.
Well, they do like that. They said that. They told us.
Well, they said
if they were alone,
too logical.
They said if they were alone in the woods,
with a bear.
They'd rather be with a bear than me.
Yes.
So then if a bear and me are there in the woods with them, and the bear's like, doesn't see me, then I should leave.
Right.
Because they'd rather be there, because I would have to kill the bear or chase the bear off. And then it would just be me and her in the woods, and then she would not like that.
That's
so
right.
I need to leave her in the woods with the bear.
And with that in mind, it stands to reason that a woman would rather be alone in a cab with, well, a bear than a cab driver,
sure.
A male cab driver, or no driver at all. Right?
Sure. I believe that. Yeah.
I don't want to be in this ride share with a man because this man is going to potentially harass me,
sure.
Try and follow me home. And I saw a woman on the news this morning who said she's been harassed more than once by a driver in an Uber. Not an Uber. I don't know that she said Uber. In some sort of rideshare. Maybe they said Uber. I don't want to get sued. I don't know if that's a real company or if it only exists on our phones. Or if like there could be somebody who says. But that she'd been harassed by somebody in a vehicle that was being driven by a dude. So she's turned to driverless cars like a lot of women have. They feel safer, and if they're given the option, they would even pay more to ride in that driverless car, yeah. So they don't have to deal with the dude. And I'm totally
there's
fine
a guy
with that.
That kept saying that I was like gonna be the perfect girlfriend for him. It's okay if you're not interested, but like I know where you live and I know where you work.
Now she's part of a growing number of women embracing the autonomous taxi service Waymo to avoid any potential menacing drivers.
Yeah. It takes out the pressure of like a male in the car with you, always wanting something out of the interaction.
Always wanting something out of the interaction.
Yeah.
Men, what do you always want something out of the interaction?
No, video of her.
I saw her. You know what she looks like.
Can I see her, please?
You know what she looks like.
I want to see her.
I have to pull up the video for you, but you already know what she looks like.
I want to see her.
What do you think she looks like?
I don't know.
Tell me what you think she looks
like. I don't
like.
Have a picture in
yes,
my head.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
She's
I don't
exactly
know.
What you think she looks like.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay.
We all know exactly what it is.
Yeah. I promise. That is exactly what she looks like. You nailed it. So she's been getting harassed.
I bet.
And the guys always want something out of the interaction.
How can guys
so,
not?
Exactly.
They just can't keep their down when you're around.
That's,
what's her name?
I don't know. You don't need to know her name. What is wrong with you? Jesus, now you're trying to look her up. You want to find pictures of her? You need to know her name. You sound as bad as that driver that's trying to follow her home. But I shouldn't be surprised.
I don't need her.
You're a man.
I got Cam Soda, and they don't seem to be nearly as concerned.
No, at least not when they're live. Now, maybe when they turn their cameras off, like,
I don't think they are.
But I can't imagine.
No,
I just, they seem happy. They seem happy.
Some of them seem trafficked, and I turn that off because it feels bad.
Well, yeah,
and
you're
some
like,
of them
wait a second,
happy.
That's not your bedroom. That's a cubicle.
Anytime it's like, I'm like, oh, boy.
Is there was that a guy's voice screaming in the background?
Some sort of Slavic nation. I'm not sure this is right. You know what?
Well, you can't You can't do away with all of that because there's nothing left.
America looks like you're doing it for fun.
Well, okay. I don't see a lot of those. But I'm sure they're out there. Just assume that they're out of my price range. Anyhow, the driverless cars, great for women, and it makes sense. You know, that is something I do understand. You're making fun of me earlier for saying I don't understand a lot of things. I do understand that. Men are scary, and it's especially scary when they've got your phone number and they know where you live. Yeah. So, you know. And, you know, you're not responding or receptive to their advances. Well, forget about it. Now you really have to worry, especially this woman. It's happened to her more than once. So she takes the driverless cars. The attorney general in 13 states in D.C.
Steve Kleemer says Camp Soda should start a rideshare program. They absolutely should.
They should. I mean, we used to have those cleaning companies and stuff like that. I don't know. That stuff all just seems like automatic money to me, but I feel like they kind of went away. Maybe they still exist for really rich people, but you don't see that as much as you did like in the 90s and even into the early 2000s, you know, topless maids and all that stuff. Yeah. Maybe they're out there and I just don't know about it. The attorney general in 13 or 14 states are suing TikTok. Why? Because TikTok is cigarettes for kids. They've been giving cigarettes to kids.
Huh?
Yeah, it's cigarettes for kids. There's also cigarettes, I guess, still that are cigarettes. If a kid smokes them, then there's cigarettes for kids. You know, they took care of that when they got rid of Joe Camel. So now it's TikTok that you have to worry about.
Flavored cigarettes.
That's right, flavored cigarettes. So now it's Joe Camel.
I smoke flavored cigarettes now. They're flavored delicious.
Yeah, I know. I don't know
what's the flavor of this. It's delicious.
It tastes like tobacco.
Tastes like cancer.
So they're suing TikTok because it's as addictive as nicotine. They're literally giving our kids cigarettes. Well, they're not, though, literally. They're literally giving them short video clips, but whatever.
For young people, the TikTok platform is like digital nicotine.
13 states and the District of Columbia are taking TikTok to court, alleging the dopamine-inducing algorithm hooks young users into endless scrolling, causing anxiety, depression, and body dysmorphia.
TikTok has engaged in a pattern practice of deception. It has addicted an entire generation of young people and teens.
The lawsuit also alleges the app at times promotes harmful and deadly behavior, from subway surfing to stealing cars.
Body dysmorphia. You
I will say, Young Trans Liquor 6969.
That's not the name.
Twitch TV.
I said that the other day.
I'm just saying, says Cigarettes for Kids is a good band name. We always try to come up with band names that come up, and that is a good band name. Cigarettes for Kids.
It is good. Oh man. Speaking of which, I came up with one the other night. I'll tell you off the air, but I came up with one the other night. I was at a show. I was like, oh my God, this would be an amazing band name. But I don't think it's appropriate.
What show are you at? I know you went to concerts.
I told you I went to Fontaine's, D.C.
Yeah.
So I thought of this band name, but you'll have to come to Twitch if you want to say twitch.tv/Church of Laws. I don't think it's a good one to say.
No.
I'll say it when we're done with this.
Hooker Dust was a good name, too.
Nintendo has released. Well, they haven't released. They've announced that they're going to release next year a new product. I think it's $100, and it's called the Nintendo Alarmo Alarm Clock.
Ooh.
And so I'm thinking, okay, show me what you got. It looks, you know, like a Nintendo product. But it also sort of looks like one of those old-fashioned alarm clocks. But it's got a small, round digital screen. I watched this release video, announcement video or whatever, and from what I can tell, it plays Nintendo sounds when you wake up, but also somehow it's tracking your body's movements. So if you're like kind of, you know, flopping around in bed and you're not wanting to get up, it will fluctuate the sounds that it plays or dictate what kinds of sounds it plays based on your body movement. So I don't totally know what's going on there if you have to wear some sort of bracelet. But I also watched like 15 minutes of this thing and there was a lot more to go. I was like, I'm done. Someone else can tell me how this ends, but it's a Nintendo alarm clock. If you're a Nintendo person, you're going to want
this. This is Nintendo Sound Clock Alarmo, an interactive alarm clock that's out of the ordinary. Let's see what it's like to wake up with Alarmo.
Yeah.
Oh, do you hear that? The alarm is going off. But Alarmo doesn't just play music to start your day. That's right. It responds to your body's movement with game sounds.
Okay.
I like it.
Cool. So
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. I don't understand how it's tracking the body movement, but again, I'm sure they might say that somewhere in the video. But it says that the person in the video that's showing like was moving around. As they're moving around, it sounded like maybe that was causing the coins to collect. I don't know.
That sounds fun.
I'm all for any type of alarm that work better than mine.
I would think both my kids would. I think I would.
Any Nintendo kid would like it.
Anybody who grew up playing those games. It's just a fun way to do it.
I have gotten into the habit where I use my alarm on my phone like I think most people do, and I set before I go to bed about 30 alarms, maybe 20. So 20 to 30, because I will set, okay, I'm going to wake up. I want the first alarm to go off at this time. That way I know it's morning. Hello, you know, you're about to start getting bothered. Then I want it to go off again in a half an hour, because I like to take my meds when that first alarm goes off. Half an hour later, it goes off again. Then I set it to go off basically every minute. It's every 10 minutes, and it's every 5 minutes, and it's every minute. So I've gotten into the habit of knowing, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off, because it's just going to keep going. And they say that's, like, I'm in the worst routine that you could be, because they say that setting more than one alarm or even hitting snooze is really bad because you just get in the routine of doing that. Well, I'm literally turning it off like 30 times before the last one finally says, okay, I got to get up. It's not gonna turn off. I've always slept with an alarm clock. I've always used an alarm clock to wake up in the morning. I don't know how people don't sleep with clocks next to the bed. I need to be able to roll over anytime at night and see what time it is. It really bothers me if I'm in a hotel room or something like that and there's no alarm clock. I have to get the app on my phone to make sure that I can see my clock at night. Most people don't seem to be bothered by that. But the alarm aspect, I've always thought there's got to be a better way. I know there were those alarm clocks, and I've never actually seen one in person.
That moved around the room?
Well, they would, it would spin, it would shoot like one of those little helicopter things flying off the top of it. And when that came out of it, the alarm goes off. Well, you can't get the alarm to go off until you go find that little helicopter that just flew across the room.
Oh, yeah.
Pick it up and put it. I thought that was a great idea.
There was one that just moved that MIT made. It had its own little stand, two-wheel stand.
Oh, okay.
And it went off, and then it would just like move
start
five.
Start crawling around?
Yeah. Like, and you'd be like, God damn it.
When I did mornings, I hid an alarm. I didn't hide it from myself, but I put the alarm clock in the closet so that I had to get up and go over to the closet and get it out from, like, and I put it under the shelf to go down and grab it. It would not be easy to get to.
I have one of those Alexa things. Like, I have a bunch of them.
The Show Echo or whatever.
Yeah, but I have one of the long tube ones, you know, that plays music and stereo and everything. Yeah. And I put that in the kitchen. And it's loud enough to wake up the whole house. But if I put one in my room, I can just say, Alexa, stop, and she'll turn on.
Mm-hmm.
But with this one, as loud as you scream, your voice doesn't travel down.
That's good.
Into where it is. So
God knows you've tried.
And by after like five times, you're like, Alexa, stop!
Yeah. And now you're awake anyway.
Bing, 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 and you're like,
you, bitch!
Right. So you finally have to walk halfway down the stairs, and you're like, that works. So.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Well, I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna pull my card. I'm gonna use my once a quarter Jason Aldean card.
I got talk about poop?
No, Jason Aldean. No.
Talk about
no one's limited my poop references.
Ozempic?
I chose not to talk
earlier.
I chose.
You already talked about GLP-1s.
I didn't. I referenced them. When
counts.
I was talking about the exercise
that
pill.
Counts.
That's fine. That's not what I'm talking about. I said it's Jason Aldean. It's a Jason Aldean story.
Okay.
Try that in a small town, guy. I don't know if you guys saw this. I don't know anything about Jason Aldean other than the try that in a small town. He was on stage during the shooting in Vegas, right?
Okay.
But I didn't know that people have criticized him for, I guess, not doing more when he was on the stage in Vegas. Yeah. I watched that documentary. Yeah. I don't know exactly what he was supposed to do, but he's not happy that people are mad at him. And then, well, I guess they just celebrated. Jesus knows you wouldn't celebrate. It's you reminisce about the 7-year anniversary. What do you call it? It's not celebrated. You mark it. You it's
mourn? A commemorate.
Yeah, there you go. Commemorate the. Do you? I guess commemorate sounds positive
know, mourn,
too. Kind of. I think mourn maybe. I think this had been 6 or 7 years. But anyway, this will be it, and then I won't talk about Jason Aldean again for at least 3-4 months.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, so this Jason Aldean thing, I'll just get this over with. The quote is, the headline that you'll see is, that pisses me off. And I can hear Jason Aldean saying that. Actually, I can't. I don't know what he sounds like.
That's like that, right there.
Yeah, that's probably it. That's what it sounds like.
That pisses me off.
I think he's from Florida. I don't know what kind of accent. Isn't he from Florida?
Well, yeah, but remember he's a Floridian. He's faking his accent because he's...
Oh, that's Stephen him? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, I didn't
he's
know
from,
that.
Like, he's from a not small town at all.
The child. Oh, okay, okay. Kwan.
Well, last week, a bunch of country music people grieved the losses of the 60 victims that were shot and killed at that festival in Vegas when the guy shot out of the hotel window.
I had a friend that played that music festival.
Really?
Yeah.
That, hold on, at that during the shooting?
Yeah, it was, he played the day before.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind of makes a big difference. But still, I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Festival, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Did you guys both watch that documentary?
Yeah.
It's
about the Las Vegas
shooting? Yeah,
I think
yeah.
So, at some point, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. I think it's on Paramount if people want to see it.
Peacock.
But I think it was on Paramount because there's been so few things on Paramount, that's one that I can't keep sort of straight. But anyhow, Jason Aldean apparently has been getting a lot of criticism or has been criticized over the years for running off stage during the shooting. I'm so confused by that. What was he? What was he supposed to do?
I don't know. Why is he getting
keep playing?
Right. Like, well, no, that's not it. I almost right. Exactly. Like, because what? Because he seems scared. I don't know if they're saying like maybe people criticize him because maybe he's pro gun. I'm just speculating here. Is he like pro gun and pro whatever? And then they're saying, hey, in that moment you were scared, and yet I really don't know.
People who are pro gun are still scared.
Well, that's what I would think.
The bullets were coming from. It's not like it was one guy who can't. If it was one guy who came with a stage with a handgun, and then you're like, hey, Aldean, you're always talking about how pro-gun you are. Why don't you pull out your gun and be a good guy with a gun? But this was machine guns coming from a building like
right.
You can't spot. Like,
right. Also,
and see, I remember him saying that when he ran off the stage, he ran back to the bus, and they had guns on the bus. And he's like, but we were helpless, and that's when I realized, like, a good guy with a gun doesn't always...
That's right. That was in the documentary.
I remember him saying that, and then the whole try that in a small town thing was, I don't know.
And that I could see the criticism. People being like, oh, try that in a small town, you know, you're real tough and tall. I guess. Again, I'm speculating. I'm not a fan of this guy. I don't really like country. I don't know what this guy was supposed to do or why people would be criticizing him. But he's on a podcast. The podcast, I think, is called Try That in a Small Town.
Okay.
And I know. And him and the other guys in the band, or at least a couple guys, one of them I think is the guitar player and wrote that song with him, Try That in a Small Town. But they were talking about this, and they were, I guess, defending themselves because of this anniversary and talking about the criticism. And he was saying it really pisses me off, and that at the time he didn't know what was happening, which makes perfect sense that in that moment. I mean, look at Trump when he got shot at. You know, he's going, and he kind of grabs you. You're not expecting someone to start shooting at you.
No.
You're not thinking that. Now, he also says that, or one of them says that since then, when they play shows and there's buildings around, now it's on their mind.
Right, sure.
Yeah, of course. But in that moment, you're not thinking that. And if you hear a gunshot from a mile away, well, first of all, you're probably not hearing it, especially if you're on stage performing. But even if you could hear it, it takes you a second. It takes a while for your brain to register what the hell's going on. And in that moment, I don't think anybody had any idea what the hell was going on other than the shooter.
I'm being yelled at in my ears. I've turned around. My security guard's waving. I'm like, I have no idea what's happening.
No idea what's
happening.
Right.
No clue.
In our brain, just so people know, like when stuff like that happens, my first thought generally goes to, is the stage collapsing? Or...
the lighting something's wrong, and I don't know what it is, so I'm just getting out of the way.
But a shooter in a hotel is not even in my brain. And now when we play a show where there's, like, buildings, we played a lot of them recently, where there's buildings around.
There's SWAT teams up everywhere.
Never thought about that stuff.
Again, not trying to defend the guy or guy.
Well, why not?
I mean, I guess I am, though, in this instance. I just mean, in general, I'm not, like, always running to Jason Aldean's defense. But what the hell was he supposed to do? And how was he supposed to know what's going on if they're telling you to get off the stage?
Well, if he did know what was going on.
You're right. Even if he knew, what difference does it make?
What are they saying?
That's what I want to know. They said that they get a lot of criticism for running off the stage. And that's what I'm asking you guys. Like, is it criticism because he's pro-gun
maybe just he's... A tough guy?
A tough guy? Try that in a small town?
And then they're like, hey, you're a tough guy and you ran. Kind of, maybe in the same ways that Josh Hawley? Who's your senator?
Yeah, he's a senator.
That's where you guys live, right? Yeah, with him running during the thing.
Right, exactly.
So maybe people are like, oh, you're a big tough guy.
He walked in and all of a sudden, his fist, like, fight.
Right, we see, like, at least in Trump's case, he took a bullet in the air and got up and was like, fight.
Yeah, and gave the...
Like, Hawley, how do you say it?
Hawley.
That guy we saw running away, like, I'm scared.
Right.
They look like Scooby-Doo at night. Like, what are you doing? Maybe they're doing the same thing with Aldean. Like, you're supposed to be this big, tough guy, and
that's
then all of a sudden you're running away.
Yeah.
And not only do you run away, you run all the way back to your bus, and leave all your fans out there and just hide in your bus.
But what? As opposed to what?
I'm not saying he's supposed to do anything else, but maybe it's like in the sense of like where you're like,
right, you're,
try that here and I'll kick your ass. It's like, right. There's a chance to really stand up and be a tough guy in Iran and hidden your bus.
I get that in general, like the idea of try that in a small town. Yeah, well, somebody did try it and you ran away or whatever.
Right,
but
yeah.
In this actual instance...
Maybe they're just saying he shouldn't have ran all the way to his bus.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. I'm just curious, these people who are
mad. By the way, I'm saying I'd run all the way to my bus. Like,
me too, of course. Your family's back there, whatever else. And by then, maybe you're starting to figure out, because they said they thought maybe the stage was collapsing. Because people are just telling them to get off the stage, get off the stage. So they thought, oh, maybe there's something wrong with the stage. Again, you don't know. Who knows how long it took them to realize, oh, someone's shooting. And also, even if you realize, oh, I think they're talking about gunfire, people being shot. You don't have any clue. Who you assume then at that moment, I would guess that the gunfire is coming from within the crowd. That somebody out there in the crowd is going.
Sure.
So even then, what do you do? I guess maybe you get your guns off the bus.
You don't immediately think, oh, they're in the hotel room.
There's
up there.
There's a sniper across the way.
I don't have any idea one way or the other.
There's just no way.
There's just bullets coming at you.
Yeah. So you say that guy's accent is fake?
I think he's been accused of it because he's not from a small town.
Where's he from? Jacksonville or something?
That was a story when I thought.
Yeah, I remember.
I thought he was a Floridian. Let me hear his accent again.
I'm being yelled at in my ears. I've turned around. My security guards wave. I'm like, I have no idea what's happening.
He's from Macon, Georgia.
Oh, he's from Georgia. Like then why not?
He might sound like that. It's just, I think it was more that he's not from a small town.
Macon, Georgia.
That's not a
small.
Huge city. It's not a thriving metropolis.
No, it's not a small town, but I mean, I guess.
I do remember that snow cone. I actually had to look at pictures of Macon to figure out, okay, how big is it?
153,000.
It's the size of Overland Park. So, well, it's a little smaller
than Overland Park. That's a small town.
Yeah. And that's not, is it a suburb of something? Or is it its own thing?
No,
I thought it was its own thing. Okay. Yeah, I think that's fine. Whatever. What do I care? Also, that accent, you can really be from just about anywhere, I've noticed from watching TV, except the Northeast. The East Coast and the Northeast, if you are a redneck, then you get that kind of Boston or whatever, you get that accent. Anywhere else in the country, it would appear to me that if you want to signal to people that you're, you know, kind of a redneck or whatever, that you just kind of pick up that. Because I know guys that I grew up with who did not speak like that. I don't see them for a few years. They didn't move to Alabama or anything.
Right.
And I see them 5 years later, 10 years later. And each time I see them, there's a little bit more of that. Hell yeah, man. There's a little more of that drug. Right. And I'm like, I think that's just something. Also, you're surrounded by it. Because maybe if you just move out a little bit further, this guy's surrounded by it. By being in a country band, kind of pick up on it.
You pick up words, at least.
Yes. And just
There's words I picked up since living here. And then when I lived in Florida, I remember one time, like, somebody was like, hey, where are you going? I'm like, I'm fixing to go to Subway. And then I stopped myself. I'm like, what the?
Right.
You're from Detroit, man. That's not a thing.
Right.
Like, I stopped myself. You're like, wait,
finna.
But I lived there for like 15 years.
I'm finna go to Subway. Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
So, do you sound old when you text?
I think so.
I think you have the benefit of having teenagers that you... I actually don't know. Do they text you very often?
Cause, I'm texting one of them right now.
Okay. They're slow to respond to me. But I know that teens use Snapchat, it seems like,
they
mostly
do.
For messaging. But when we text, I know, like, okay, using an emoji with the teen, I don't even think about it. Because, you went through the thing where, like, oh, the laughing, crying emoji is for old people.
That's not that.
And it was we used this skull. Because that means, dead. We're laughing. Okay.
No, they use real crying.
Then they moved on to the crying. I'm like, I'm not going to try. Because if I use the skull, they'll go, just one generation behind. Always one generation behind. I stuck with the laughing, crying.
Yes, I know we're delayed, but that's another run.
I stuck with the laughing, crying.
So you people probably already know what happened in this game, but as far as I'm concerned, Detroit just went up 3-0 because I'm watching it on delay because... The guys I work with can't figure out how to use a goddamn...
I'm bringing some batteries. It's not about figuring it out. It's about it doesn't work.
Okay.
So we have to use the phone. And if we do try it again, there's a chance we get backed out and can't turn the game on at all.
Okay, well, I'm watching. It's fine.
So we could just miss the whole thing. The whole thing. So Gen Z makes fun of boomers and Gen Xers and millennials for everything, but specifically the way they text. And they say that boomers have a thing that they do. I don't know that I've really noticed this too much, although when this guy starts talking about other things that boomers do, I'm like, okay, well, some of that I definitely do. But there's one thing specifically he says that boomers do.
You know how older people tend to use the boomer ellipses whenever they're texting? There's always a random dot, dot, dot in the middle of their messages.
Okay.
Hold I up, do hold that. Up.
But when I use the ellipses, I'm using it like you would, I guess, if you were reading it in a book. Like, there's a pause to let you know that I'm pausing and going, isn't that crazy? Something like that. He's saying that they use it to break up thoughts. So, like, my brother, what he does is he hits enter or whatever and goes down another. So, and I know, I think Spencer was saying somebody dated does that. And so I kind of, like, when my brother does it, because my brother will send me a text I can show you, but all of his texts that he sends me, it's like he has several thoughts throughout the day. He waits until 1 a.m., and then at 1 a.m. he'll send me a text, and it's like five things. Like, here's what movies you should watch tonight.
I send mine at once.
You send individual texts.
Individual texts.
Yeah, which this guy...
Like, hey, one text. What's up?
Right.
Another text.
Exactly.
Did you see this?
Like, as fast as you can type out a sentence.
Did you see this?
Boom, 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 boom. So...
But I know you always get mad at me about that, but I always feel like it gives you time to interrupt me before I get into a thought.
Right.
So if I'm like, did you see this, question mark, and then I'm typing out what it was, like, whatever I want to say about it, then you'd be like, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Now I can change my text, right?
Right. And this guy gets to that. But what I
feel
seen
like
is...
if I texted, like, a big paragraph, or two paragraphs, right, like, you'll text a book, in one, I'm like, if you would have just asked me... Just
I already
that,
saw it.
Right. Yeah. I could have been like, I saw it.
Yeah.
Wasn't that crazy?
Right.
And then we could talk. Like,
right.
Nobody, I guess I use texting like talking.
Yes.
No one talks in a paragraph.
I will say, though, that you will do it like the sending a sentence at a time. I know people who do that while you're having a discussion, which you do. But you will also do it even if nobody is responding. Like, if you pick up the phone on Saturday, no one's talked for a while, I might see that I've got five text messages or eight text messages, and I look, and it's a group text, and it's just you have sent eight, but it's all one thought.
Yeah.
So that's just how you text. I've never seen someone use ellipses to break up a thought and say, I'm on to the new text.
No.
I don't do that. I definitely don't do that. I've started to do the thing occasionally, like I said, where I'll just give it a space and go down to a new paragraph. But there are people who do it. I mean, really, my brother does it every time.
I see Casey Murder Hornets and my kids, too. They both say that that's the way I text, which, not because of them, is that how young people text.
Well, that's what I'm getting to here.
Well, that's because they grew up following different rules for informal communication. Nowadays, if you want to separate an idea, you just press enter and start a new line with a new thought.
Yeah.
But it made less sense to do that for writing postcards or letters, where you had to save space. So people back in the day learned to separate thoughts by using ellipses. Same with early SMS texting. You were charged by the message, so it was simply more efficient to separate ideas within a single text. And boomers got used to that.
So he says that... You can either hit enter, or you can just text a thought at a time. But he's also saying that the reason I send a paragraph is because I'm trying to save on how many messages I send, which is obviously that's not the case because it was how many letters anyway. I mean, you had however many letters that counted as one text, and then if you went over that, it counted as a second text. So remember when they used to charge by the text?
I don't
remember how many characters you got.
But I don't.
Yeah,
I don't remember what it was.
It was kind of hard to go over anyway because you were mostly texting with. Keypad.
Right, like one person.
So,
like, I'm here.
T9 or whatever, right.
I'm in jail. Call mom.
Yeah, you definitely weren't sending paragraphs then. And there was no voice to text, which is what I'm doing. I'm using voice to text, which is why I get these paragraphs. I pick up my phone. I hit the microphone. I start talking. And I do the whole thing. Blah, 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 period. Blah, 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 exclamation point. And then I just hit the mic. And a lot of times, too, that's why I'll have sentences that don't make any sense because the phone didn't quite pick it up. But... if you want to be a young, hip person, then I guess you should be acting like Lazo. And if you want to be the opposite, you definitely don't want to use the ellipses to break up thoughts.
No.
He doesn't say anything about using them in general. I'm sure that makes you old,
too. I use them in that same thing.
Right.
So I'll be like, did you see that? Because whatever. And then I use it, but it's all in one thought.
It's like a pause.
But I text like I talk.
Yeah.
So that I text like I talk would be three texts for me.
Right.
I text like I talk. Like, that would be three texts.
Right? That's really what he does.
Right.
And again, I think that you do it more if the conversation is active and people are responding.
Right, yeah.
You do it more so, but you'll do it even if...
Yeah.
Even if you're just...
Like,
if you've got an idea,
like,
and you're going to send it.
Hey, did you guys see that game? That's a text. And then, man, Carr is not as good as I thought he was.
Yeah.
Text. And then, But Mahomes, man, that dude always pulls it out. Boom. That's three texts where I could, it could just be one.
Right.
But I send it in threes.
And then you see the dots coming from me. And yeah. I send a text that says, I can't believe you ever thought Carr was that good. I never thought he was that good.
At any point, someone could interrupt me and be like, they want to talk about the Carr thing. So, okay.
Right. I get halfway through my novel, and then you guys address it, and I go,
and whenever I see it, what drives me crazy about you, and I know you said before, like, well, I drive you crazy by sending 12 texts. Mm-hmm. You're like, I've got... What drives me crazy about you is I'm like...
It's daunting.
I just asked if you're watching the game. And then I just see the three dots, and it's like... I'm 30 seconds, 45 seconds.
I thought you wanted to talk about the game.
Right, but then it's like, oh, I'm like, gee, he just erased everything because it went to nothing. And now he's rethinking it and typing again. It's like, dude... Just maybe, tell me if you're watching the game.
Maybe Carr did something good, and I had to take back what I was
saying. I'm watching you. I'm like, I'm watching him type.
Yeah.
And it's been a minute, and then it all disappeared, which means he erased everything that he just typed, and now the three dots are there again, so he's retyping. He's like, dude.
Well, yeah. Read a book report. Also, a lot of times when I'm texting, I will stop in the middle of my text to do something else, to look at something else on my phone, to watch TV, whatever it is, and I go back to it. So I've had other people say that drives me crazy.
There you go. Poncho just says, Slim has sent me a three-paragraph rant about Prevail Cheese.
Yeah, yeah. If you send me something, if you send me something to say, you like St. Louis pizza, then I'm going to send you a dissertation on why you're wrong.
It's like, dude, stop.
That's right. If you don't want to engage, then don't fire that first shot.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Well, even though all I can think about is the baseball game, it is still October, so that means it's Halloween coming up. Scary movie time. I did see a map that they put out of each state's favorite scary movie, and this is not one of those Google Maps where they say you've searched it more than the other, you know. It's actually each state's favorite scary movie. I was surprised by the list. But anyway, we'll talk about that. Real quick, though, I just saw this, and it's just one of those things. I guess it doesn't matter, but it seems crazy to me. Carrie Underwood does the theme for Sunday Night Football, right? And I think back in the day, Monday Night Football used to be the thing. It was like the most watched thing of the week. I don't know how long it's been, but for the last... a long time, 10 years maybe, longer, 15 years, Sunday Night Football has been much, 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 much bigger. So it became a thing. When I was a kid, you had the Monday Night Football theme. Growing up, it was always Hank Williams Jr. I know they had some things before that, but for me, it was always the Hank Williams, you know. And ready for some football? This was the one I heard growing up. And then, you know, are you ready for some football? Okay, yeah. That ran forever. And now I know Monday Night does have a new one. I've only seen it a couple times because I'm usually not watching at the very beginning. But they have that one with Snoop Dogg and Chris Stapleton, and it's like Phil Collins.
Right,
Yeah, can you feel it? There's football on TV tonight or something. This is it, right? Yeah. I've seriously only seen this like once. I remember it. Snoop raps in it. And then after he raps, then Chris Stapleton sings.
God, that guy sucks.
Who? Snoop? Okay. So, I don't know what they got paid for that. But I do know what Carrie Underwood is getting paid, or was getting paid, for the Sunday Night Football thing, which now Sunday Night Football is much bigger, like I said, than Monday Night Football. Any guesses what she gets paid for that? She records, you know, they have to do them individually, just like they used to do Monday Night Football. Sure. Maybe they still do, because they say the team names.
Yeah.
She said she records all of them at once, which makes sense. I wouldn't think that you'd get together every week and say, let's do this all over again so we can change the team names. She records these all at once. Okay, heard it a million times. And then she changes the team name. What do you think?
$2 million.
She gets paid $1 million every time it airs. Well, actually, that's what she got paid last year. We don't know what she's making this year.
Every
time it aired, she made $1 million. $1 million!
Man, feels like...
Dude, we suck.
Well, yeah, but it also feels like, gee, that's just... You have too much money rolling around there.
That's a lot of money.
Because, I mean, not her, but just the NFL and TV in general. Like... Because you could have anyone sing it. And, like,
I know.
Does her singing it bring it? Like, what's it matter?
They must do their research. I don't know. Maybe people like hearing that familiar theme. I really don't get it either.
But you could just pay someone who sounds like her. A lot less than that.
Well, that's, yeah, that too. It's,
and not show a picture of anyone.
Maybe she wrote the theme and owns it. I don't know. I mean, she made $18 million last year, you know, in total. Just for those that $1 million each time it aired. So, no idea what she's making now. But, yeah, we need new agents.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Have you guys watched any good scary movies yet this year?
I don't watch scary movies.
We're almost halfway through the month. What are you talking about? You watch scary movies?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I know your son doesn't like them, but you watch them, don't you?
No.
I know you do. You've talked about Scream movies.
I watch the Scream movies when they come out.
Yeah.
I really like the Scream movies. I know they're scary, but they're more like mystery movies, I guess, to me.
Okay, but that counts. I mean.
Okay, but other than that, like, I'm not like, oh, the new Scary Movie's out. I never watch them.
Oh. Well, Snow Cone's scared of Scary Movies, right?
I'm not scared of
them.
Or
do you watch them, Snow Cone? It's okay.
I don't watch them.
Right. If someone says I don't watch them at all, then I feel like saying that you're scared is wrong. They're supposed to scare you. So people, if they make you tense, even if they don't make you scared, even if you don't have nightmares at night. And some people don't like feeling that way, and that's fine. I think it's weird that people make fun of someone saying, oh, it's not weird when you're a kid. That's what kids do. Oh, you coward, whatever. But as an adult, if someone says, I don't like them, I don't understand the, oh, come on, pussy, grow up, you can't watch a scary movie. If you don't like
it, my oldest, the whole reason I'm watching you, and Snow Cone would say this is courageous of him, very brave of him. But what he would tell you is like,
this argument again.
I have time. And he said to me before, I'm like, hey, you want to watch a scary movie or whatever? And he was like, yeah, okay, I don't like them and they scare me, but it's not like I can't watch this movie.
Yeah.
But we're only going to watch one movie tonight, and I don't like feeling that way.
Right.
I'd rather watch a comedy or an action flick. And once he said it like that, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. He's like, I'm not scared of it. I mean, I just don't like feeling scared.
I don't like feeling that feeling.
I like laughing. I like feeling, you know, trying to figure out a mystery. You know, of all the things we could pick, that's the one it makes me feel, and I don't love the way that makes me feel. Okay, I get it.
Right. And if someone says,
for me,
oh,
I don't like them because I feel like they're kind of boring, to be honest with you.
Well, so a lot of them are. Right.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I get it.
A lot of them are just so predictable. And what makes me mad is that a lot of times the ones that get really good reviews, my mind is blown. Why do people like this?
So I don't know. So I guess I don't like them because they don't move me. I don't get scared by them.
I like the ones that are fun. I like the ones that are a little off-putting.
I love the Scream ones because I'm like, I can't figure out who did it.
Yeah.
Like, I want to figure out who did it.
Right.
Most of them, it's like, here's the guy in the mask, he did it.
Some people
now
like
he's chase people around the house. I'm like, all right, I don't care.
Some people like the tongue-in-cheek, over-the-top gore.
Right. I don't love that sometimes. Like Saw or whatever, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Mystery to them, then I would say I like them. But then I consider them more of like mystery murder movies, you know?
But they still get, if you know the ones that are under the horror section on streaming platforms. Those
And I do love the Scream movies. I would say every one of them, and I could watch again because I'm like, oh.
There's enough of them you start to forget.
Right, where I'm like, who did do this one? I forget. Okay.
It was Emma Watts. Spoiler alert. So, what's each state's favorite scary movie? This is, like I said earlier, not one of those things that they do where they say, well, this state searches it more than other states, you know, where those things aren't actually the top things in each state. These are actually the top movies in each state because people just voted from each state and they put out this list. So, a lot of states have the same movie.
Sure.
Missouri.
Let's start with all the states we're in.
Along with Iowa, Nebraska, Washington, Idaho, quite a few. Florida, all said Heredity. People really seem to like that movie. I went to the theaters to see it.
I honestly watched like half of it and didn't finish it.
I thought it sucked. I don't know about sucked. Yeah,
it didn't suck, but it was like, okay.
I don't know what that genre specifically under the horror genre is, but. No, it's not that. I just didn't really like that movie. Same with The Conjuring. Several states picked The Conjuring. I don't know. Maybe it's Ghost. Maybe Ghost.
That's based on the real people, right?
Yeah, the Ghost Hunters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. So I
and
watched
they made
that.
Several. They made
and you know what? I watched it and Annabelle. I remember thinking, I wish I liked it more.
That's how
because the idea of those two people being the Ghost Hunters and having all that creepy stuff and the doll and like, oh, that's a good story. And then the movie, I was like, all
right,
whatever.
Right, that's kind of how I felt. But if I was a kid, I probably would have liked it a lot. or, you know, been scared by it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I know that that happens, too. I think people get too nostalgic, and they say, well, it's not scary. I was talking to someone the other night, they were talking about the new Salem's Lot on Max, and they said, oh, it sucked because the old one was good. Yeah, it's on Max.
Oh, I might watch that.
And the person I was talking to said, well, it sucks. The old one was so much better. I'm like, the old one, like the old miniseries? Yeah, that was scary. And I'm thinking, okay. That thing came out like 1979 on ABC or whatever, right? That's just nostalgia. That's right. All
it
that
like,
is.
It was scary to you then because you were little.
That's it. Now, like Texas and California, they picked The Exorcist. I think that movie
is a
disturbing movie to a lot of people. And maybe all of these are. I don't know. But Kansas says...
Well, at least The Exorcist, what they say is it's based on truth. So
right. A lot of them try
and do that.
And we did
a podcast, Toxic and Problematic, with a guy who had done exorcisms. Like, yes. It's fair.
It's one of those things where you always go, what if? Yeah. I don't think it, but
and I've always
someone
told you the scary movies like Halloween, Friday the 13th, even Scream, although Scream is more of a whodunit movie. But those movies where I'm not scared of Michael.
See, my brother says those are scarier because the idea of a person coming into your house with a knife, that can happen. That's right. Scarier. A real
it's
person
funny
is coming in to kill
it's
you.
So different because I'm like, oh, well, if there's a real person who breaks into my house, then I'm going to have a bat, he's going to have a knife, and then we'll just fight it out, and whoever dies, dies.
Well, unless they sneak up on you, just stabbing the ear.
Right, but...
which is what they tend to do.
But most of those movies have some sort of fight thing,
mm-hmm.
or running thing from him,
the
right?
The final girl, yeah.
Right, so if it's just me and him, then okay. My thing is I can't fight the devil.
Right.
So any of those devil movies seem to get me a little bit more. Like, well, if Jason comes to my house...
We'll
I already said I
out.
Could kick a wolf's ass. I'm pretty
right.
sure. I'm not scared of Jason. Literally, me and Jason one-on-one, if I've got my kid's baseball bat, all right, let's figure it out. And I think Jason should be more scared of me than I should be scared of him. But if the devil's like, hey, you've kind of been screwing around with a Ouija board and I've overtaken your body.
I don't know
I'm
how to
like,
fight
well,
that.
You know, my Easton doesn't really help me here. And I don't have, I believe in God, but I don't have one to go to because right. I'm not religious. So I'm really, I'm out here on my own, boys.
You're outmatched.
Right,
you're outmatched. Kansas says Nightmare on Elm Street. Which
is good.
Those are great because...
And also if you think about it, like,
they're fun.
Again, they're fun, but they're also like, what if your dreams are real?
Yeah, your nightmares
so there you
start
go.
Killing
that,
you.
Right, so now you've mixed... The Exorcist with Jason.
Yeah, because it's happening in your sleep.
Right, yeah.
So, and it's killing
there's nothing
you
can
in your
do.
Sleep. So, Nightmare on Elm Street was Kansas, and I was surprised. Only a couple states said that.
What
a few
about
states
Texas?
Said Smile. They said The Exorcist.
What about Michigan?
Michigan said The Thing, which was a fairly popular answer. I do
really?
Love The Thing. Yeah. That got, I think, three or four or five states
wow.
said The Thing. One state, I don't remember, where was it?
Where else are we? Nevada? Where? What about Nevada?
Nevada says The Ring.
The Ring's good.
A couple states. You know, if you go back and watch it now, I don't know when the last time was you watched it. I remember seeing that and thinking,
when it
it's a pretty
out.
Good scary movie. Yeah. And then I watched it, I don't know, a couple years ago, and I was like, holy crap. I remember
did
the second one being
Blair
bad.
Blair Witch Project?
Yes. Which is crazy to me because that movie is unwatchable to me. But I don't like found footage. But Minnesota picked Blair Witch, and so did somebody else. I don't know, but Alaska picked Blair Witch, which, you know,
I love
really
it. But
surprised
now let me.
Me.
I'll give you the backstory of me seeing the Blair Witch. I was out. I was visiting home in Detroit, and I went to a buddy of mine's house, and we were in this part of town. For people listening to Detroit, you know, at Royal Oak. And we had went and had a couple beers, and we were like, well, what do you want to do? And we walked past this Royal Oak independent movie theater, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you can go have a couple beers and watch a movie. And there was a poster for the Blair Witch Project. Now, it was way early. It was still in independent theaters.
Yeah.
So it was way early on. I hadn't heard anything about it. There were no reviews. There was nothing. And I was like, what is it? And it just said found footage, right? And so... I was actually one of the people that got sucked into the independent theater part of it.
Right.
And we walked in and we ordered a couple beers and we were like, all right, let's watch this movie. And then when it was over, he looked at me and goes, what did I just watch? And I'm like,
because that was the first found footage movie.
Right. And I was like, I'm not sure.
I mean,
man.
It wasn't, but the
so
modern
we
era.
We stood up and we had a couple more beers, but we stood up at the end and I was like, I just want to see that part where they roll the credits where it says, these events aren't based on True Events or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to see that run, because what did we watch? And at the end, they did run that. And so we were like, okay, so this is just make-believe. But I thought that was...
They tried to advertise it as being
if
really
I had
found
waited
footage.
2 weeks and heard people talk about it, I would not have been interested in that movie at all.
Yeah, it's
the fact that I happened to be kind of buzzed and stumbled into it and not know... I thought I was watching... I walked into an indie movie theater and thought I was watching a documentary of some sort.
That's what
watching
they wanted.
A snuff film.
Right, that's what they wanted. Like, and we were both like, what did we watch?
Yeah.
And so for that, I think that movie's great. If it would have been a month later, I think who cares about that movie?
Yeah. If you could believe that, then I could see it being entertaining. I just remember thinking this is really, really bad. But I love the idea. I actually just watched something about the history of kind of found footage and how directors try and find different ways to scare you. And some of the first directors were actually Italian directors that came up with this idea of, we'll make it look like a documentary. We'll make it look like these people just brought a camera with them. And then people will think, oh, did this really happen to these people? And, you know, some of those directors did really bad things in some of those movies to make them look even more real, like killing animals on film and stuff like that. But when Blair Witch came out, I remember it being the talk of the town because people at work saying, is it real? I think it's real, right? It's real. No, other people say, no, it's not real. But that was a debate, which if you can get people talking like that, you're golden. Not to mention if you can make $1 billion off of a movie that looks like it cost you about $50.
They did a good job with it.
Then, I will say that. Then you've lucked out.
As somebody walked in a movie theater and thought I was watching a documentary in an indie movie theater, I thought, wow, they did a really good job.
Well, the scary movie I watched last night, because I'm trying to watch one every night, was called, and this was based on a list of like the best scary movies of the 2010s and the 2020s. This one was one recommended by Rotten Tomatoes called The Boy Behind the Door. Yeah, it's about these boys on a baseball team. They get kidnapped by sexual predators. I'm like, okay, well, that's beyond... I mean,
that's not scary.
And it is tense, but it's like, this is just upsetting. Like, the idea. Right. Hearing the kids scream and all that, if I'd known that, I probably wouldn't have watched it. Oh, I will tell you, a non-scary movie, though. Have you either one of you watched that Don Johnson movie, Rebel Ridge, on Netflix?
No.
It is amazing.
Is it an adventure
You guys
movie?
Have to what watch it? I don't want to tell you too much about what it is. I'll just give you the basic rundown.
Is it an action flick?
Sort of, yes. Yes, it's an action flick. It's about a Marine veteran who's going to try and get his cousin out of jail. He's trying to bond him out. And he's in a small town in Louisiana. Don Johnson's a police chief, and he's crooked, and he decides he wants to stand up to this crooked cop.
Okay.
And it's the guy that did The Green Room and Blue Rain.
I love Green Room.
I know. Me too. And I'm telling you guys, this movie is amazing.
Okay.
If you get time,
watch
that.
It's not scary. It's just
No, not scary. Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
Yo!
Yo. Okay, so they asked Americans. They said, all right, would you switch to this job for double the pay that you're making right now? And, well, some of them I don't think you... I mean...
Well, ask me, because the answer is yes.
It's not just like, would you do it? It's, would you quit this job that you have now and go do it for double the pay? So these are the ones that people said no to.
All right, and Snowgun, are you saying yes blindly?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, me too. You're not... Well, you've already seen the answer.
Right,
so
I've seen them. There's lots of these jobs that I'm thinking, would I quit what I've got here, where I work a few hours
a
day?
For double the pay.
Right, for double the pay, to go work hard at some of these jobs. And the answer is no to some of them. So and these are just, all of these were the most unpopular job in at least a couple states. So I just give you the top 10 here to go through them. Number 10 was steel worker. Right. It's the least desired job in Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. They said, no thanks, don't want to be a steel worker for double the pay.
It's hot. Double the pay, I do it.
I watch a lot of workplace accident videos. My brother and I send them to one another. That's kind of how we stay in contact.
Brother?
The lawyer brother.
Really?
And we like to watch, you know, people getting killed in factories, things like that.
So much I don't
know. A lot of them are steel worker videos. You just see people getting sliced in half when that steel comes shooting at a thing. Now, in the United States, it's probably a little safer than those videos that we're watching, but it does seem like hard work. Would I do it for double the pay? Yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah.
Coal miner is number 9.
Yeah, I'd do it.
That's the least desired job in several states, including Wyoming. Would I be a coal miner for double the pay? Like, would I switch to that? No, I'm not interested. And going
would
to be,
you still go double the pay?
It's not like you're getting rich.
Like, you
could
do it here, too. You don't have to move to West Virginia. Just whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
Me, too. Like,
you quit
this
job?
Double the pay, and then you just drive to work and go do whatever they told you to do. Absolutely.
Go down to the mines all day. Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, me, too.
So coal miner, I'm saying no to that. Not for, now, triple the
now,
pay.
The same
now we're
pay,
talking.
I'm not doing any of it. Same pay, sure. I'm not doing any of it. But of course. Double the pay.
Yeah, I'm saying triple pay, and you could probably get me to do just about all these. Double the pay, and I'm like, nah, coal miner, I'm not so interested in. Power line worker, I've heard it's very dangerous. I know there's a John Travolta movie.
That actually sounds fun to me.
I don't like the idea of being electrocuted. That just...
Yeah, being up in that little thing is cool.
Well, there's got to be another way to be a cherry picker. You could cut down trees. Yeah. I think they're in cherry pickers. But you would, for double the pay, you'd go be a line worker and work
I
on...
I think so. I may hate it. I don't... That's one where I'm curious what... It I could be scared of all of it, but being up there really like sounds fun to me.
Just getting... Well, the height thing, it sounds like fun. The cherry picker sounds like fun.
Yeah.
But the touching those lines and hoping that you're touching the right part... And,
I feel like they would
know.
Train me to know which ones to touch.
Well, they do, but then people still have accidents and they die. And
I've never heard of that.
A lot of times what they're doing is they're out there repairing broken lines. So when the power goes out... A line goes down with the tree, you got to go put it back up.
I got rubber gloves on, I'm fine.
Yeah, okay.
Don't worry about it.
So power line worker is 8. 7 is a logger. I'd be a logger. The only thing that scares me about being a logger is getting abducted by aliens because I saw Fire in the Sky and those guys were loggers, but I'd
be a logger.
Everything
that you said up until now, that sounds like it may be a lot of heavy work. The logs sound heavy.
I think the trucks pick them up.
Okay.
I think you just go cut them down.
I don't
down.
Know what my job is.
I think you saw the trees
If
down.
I have to pick the logs up...
No, I don't think you're doing that.
I don't want to lift a log.
I think heavy machinery picks the trees up.
Fine.
You just got to cut them down.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's dangerous because I guess the tree could fall on you.
Sure.
But, yeah, I would do that
or
for double
money. Or you
could
cut your own foot off, I guess.
Yeah. Number 6 is being a roofer. I would do that.
Yeah,
it sounds horrible.
Sounds hot.
Exactly. You can just feel my back being burned in the sun. But for double the pay, it's, you know, it's like the coal miner thing. No, I don't want to be down there in that mine waiting, hoping that it doesn't collapse, riding that elevator, the whole thing. The roofer, okay, I'm outside. It's not great, but for double the pay, I think I would do it. I don't know. Am I working 5 days a week? Is that the deal here?
I just got a staple gun up there and nailing those things down. And
yeah,
nail gun,
all
boom,
day,
boom,
over
boom,
and over
boom.
And over.
I feel like I can be okay.
I do, too. Oil rig worker was 5. It's a highly undesirable job, including the most undesirable in California,
you're away from
Louisiana.
Home for like 6 days at a time or something. Like,
well, some people just have to move to these places for months at a time.
Yeah.
So depending on what kind of rig
but
you're
then
on.
Even when you go out to the rig, it's like 5 days at a time. You know what? That's what I'm passing on.
I don't want to. I wouldn't. For double the pay, I'm not quitting this job to do that.
No.
I don't want to move to South Dakota or out on the ocean or wherever this oil rig is. I don't want to do it. Electrician is 4, which is really weird. I know you can get electrocuted, but now if you said electrician, I'm saying, well, I'm not messing with the big high tension power lines, right?
Yeah.
No. Okay, well then I'll do that. How is that higher on the list than the line worker? I don't understand. I would do the electrician thing for double the pay. Absolutely. I've got a friend who's an electrician. He has been electrocuted, but he didn't kill him. I mean, it burned his hands, but I think it's only happened once. I don't know. I would do that. Here's a popular one, skyscraper window cleaner. People really don't like the idea
of that.
That
wouldn't bother me.
I feel like when you first start... Now, if
double
you have a fear
pay,
of heights, forget it. But I feel like when you first start, it probably is scary, even if you're not scared of heights. But I think once you've done it for a few days...
I think it sounds fun.
You probably settle into it.
I think the
now,
view
am I
sounds good.
Am I rappelling on a rope, or am I in one of those cages?
Yeah.
Because the skyscraper ones, they say a lot of them have to rappel on the rope. So you just slide down, and you're just hanging on that rope with your feet dangling.
Still pretty cool.
Right. So if you're saying, well, I don't know, it could be either one, I think for double the pay... Nah. The thing is, all of these jobs, you're asking me to actually go to work. You're asking me to work a hard job, and you're only going to double my pay. So, I mean, there is something to not having to work.
One and we leave
exactly,
at 5.
Exactly. Just not working very hard. 2 is commercial fishermen. I'd say no to that. I don't like the ocean, really. I don't want to be out there on the ocean on a small fishing boat. Going through those storms and everything else, I'm really not interested. Not for double the pay. And you're away from home, all that stuff, too. But I will admit, I'd be scared. I don't like that.
That doesn't bother me at all. I'm not scared. It feels like the Navy. So
those little fishing boats?
Yeah.
I mean,
like
the Navy,
6 months at a time, and then you're off. Like, it wouldn't bother me.
But you're in these little boats that get tossed around in the ocean, and people die. What?
I was in a little boat when I was there, so like...
But these are like really little boats.
So not going out as far as I was, so...
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, it's probably comparable. It's just, you know...
Snow cone, would you do it?
Wouldn't bother me.
What was that?
Commercial fishermen, double the pay?
Yeah.
The little boats? Like the pots out there?
The world's deadliest catch?
Yeah.
Right. Well, now that sounds even worse. Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
Well, world's deadliest catch is like now they're crab fishing out in the Arctic. I think that's the reason there's a show about it, because it's even worse. But I don't want to be on any of them, so it doesn't matter. I don't want to be on any of those little boats. And then the number one answer, which is weird to me, this was Kansas's answer, Colorado, Nevada, North Carolina. Meatpacking plant worker.
I've never been in one, but it sounds disgusting, so I'm going to say no.
Well, it's hard work. It's disgusting, and I think it's just, again, hard work. You're sitting there in a factory all day cutting meat.
I'd much rather be on a boat.
I mean, if I weren't scared of it, I understand why it makes more sense.
Gross.
You are.
Yeah, no.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, no.
And it's definitely a hard job. All of these are hard jobs.
Yeah, but the meatpacking plant.
Except the window cleaner.
Sounds horrible.
I feel like the skyscraping window cleaner, you know.
It's more just a scary job.
That'd be the best, right? And it'd be kind of fun. Hard. Right. You're just washing windows.
And actually, it's like if you're in New York City and you're in the Empire State Building, you turn around, you're like, this is cool.
It'd be cool. Mm-hmm. I think that one's probably maybe the easiest out of all of them. But yeah, there's some of those I'm not doing for
dinner. I don't think your boss is like, oh, you didn't clean that window good on the 145th floor.
I can't see it. Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, I feel like that would be the one I'd like to do the most.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do any of these jobs for equal pay.
And I wouldn't mind being out on the boat for like, to be honest with you, for like 4 months and then. Say it's just like 4 months on, 4 months off, and I live in
a little tiny
Boston or something, you know, some upper
horrible bed, rocking around in the ocean. I don't want to.
Doesn't bother me at all.
Not in.
Sounds good. The captain making some sort of crap stew that we all eat. Sounds fun.
The logger thing doesn't sound terrible to me either. If I'm just cutting down
heavy.
The trees.
Trees are heavy.
I think you just cut them down, though.
I don't know.
I think they fall like on the ground because they're heavy.
Pick up a log.
You'll probably have to pick up something,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Not, I don't want to do that.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
All right, I'm done.
That's it.
We got
Let's
that Royals,
go Royals
game. Is that on right now? Because I'm delayed.
It starts in like 20 minutes, I think, something like that.
Because I'm delayed right now.
I actually don't know how many minutes. I just
top
know
of the
need
ninth.
To go.
I know it's over in real life, so you already know. But for me, I'm watching this game on delayed TV, so top of the ninth.
Yeah, you guys won.
Tigers up 3-0. We
Tigers
win?
Won. Congratulations.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure?
You won. No, I'm serious. Do I look like I'm joking?
Looks
you
like
won.
Maybe you don't know.
I know that you won. I looked at my phone. You won. Shokan, will you tell them that they won?
Did we win 3-0?
Yep.
You won. Now
was it 3-0?
Well, what do you think?
I don't know.
If
I don't
you have to ask.
There's two outs. Two outs in the top of the ninth.
The Tigers won. I'm afraid that they're going to be facing the Royals now. And that
I'm so excited about that.
I mean, I guess if you like
it's
both teams, then it's fine. I just thought it would be tough if you're rooting for the Tigers the whole goddamn time. You're wearing a Tiger shirt today.
I like both of them. I am wearing a Tiger shirt today.
But if you like both teams, then I guess it's good for you. So maybe it doesn't matter.
I can't lose.
Right.
If it's the Tigers and the Royals to go to the World Series,
if you liked the
lose.
Royals when you were a kid and had no connection to Kansas City, right?
I did, yeah. My favorite player growing up was Willie Wilson.
That's awesome.
Was really like I love the Royals. I don't know why. I think it's because the Tigers and the Royals played all the time. So it was one of those. We didn't have cable back then, so it was one of those teams where I knew the players.
Yeah,
you know, and I always like. And I went to a game when I was a kid. Crazy, old Tiger Stadium with my grandpa. He took me, and Willie Wilson hit a in the park home run.
Oh, really?
And I'd never seen anything like it. I was like, that guy is so good. Like, it just became my favorite player.
Don't they call those
poster.
In Parker.
Oh, you're making fun of me.
In Parker.
See, I will tell you why they're making fun of me, because I play the show with my kids.
The baseball video game.
And we were playing online against another team, and I think I hit the ball in the corner, and I couldn't think of the term in the park home run. So as I was running the bases, I started screaming, In Parker.
There's nothing wrong with that name for a
shorter. And my
kids
just started laughing. And now, whenever there's a ball hit in the corner, they look at me and laugh and yell, In Parker.
And so we've...
Which, by the way, I only got a double. So. All right, are we done?
Yeah, let's go Royals.
Tigers win, 3-0, go Royals. This is where I'm going to pick the MVP.
Oh, yeah, Snowcone's betting on sports. Finally got you gambling. Make some good decisions with your money, finally.
Good show, MJ. Stay positive, kids.